An effort to officially sanction Governor Paula Page for his recent and much-discussed voicemail to a state legislator stalled today after Republican and Democratic leaders argued over procedure. Republican Senate President Michael Thibodeau told reporters he didn't see a path forward after Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves began a process that was aimed at impeaching the governor. Steve Missler reports the current stalemate makes it less likely that action will be taken against LePage, but it guarantees his recent conduct will be a campaign issue through the election.
The day began with a polling message from House Speaker Mark Eaves to members of the House. It asks whether lawmakers will agree to a special session to, quote, take action regarding the governor's conduct. Legislators have until next Tuesday at 5 p.m. to respond, and if they don't, they'll be recorded as no, Eaves' letter read. On its face, the letter seems clear-cut, but it could have political ramifications, if not electoral ones, too. Democrats believe the public backlash to the governor's latest controversy favors their call for his resignation or impeachment. But Republicans, particularly those in the House, are ready to move on, a stance that mathematically could block a special session. Senate President Mike Thibodeau says while some Senate Republicans wanted to censure the governor, they see Eaves' unilateral action as politically motivated.
I get it. It's 60 days before an election, and, it's a great time to maximize your political advantage.
In a statement, Eaves said the poll to lawmakers was broad enough to allow Republicans to take, quote, the action they believe is appropriate.
It's probably the weakest I've ever seen Mike Thibodeau as he was today.
House Democratic leader Jeff McCabe described Thibodeau's decision to give up on the special session as a cop-out. He says Maine people want lawmakers to respond in some way to the governor's conduct.
You know, citizens around the nation, citizens here in Maine, expected us to do something. You know, they expected us to be able to do something in a bipartisan manner, sort of put the partisan politics aside.
Thibodeau released a statement in which he reiterated previous criticism of LePage's behavior. He says he believes the governor crossed the line, brought negative attention to the state, and would, quote, no doubt benefit from additional help to address his explosive behavior. State Senator Roger Cates has been repeatedly critical of the governor's behavior, but he also takes issue with Democrats' actions today. He says Republicans in the Senate wanted to censure the governor, but
to go beyond that really, unfortunately, smacks of politics in an election year. And It's not looking good as an institution.
House Democrats had hoped to use today's poll and the Tuesday deadline to put Republicans opposing sanctions against LePage on the record. But in a statement, House Republican leader Kenneth Fredette said Eaves' request is illegal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.